أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد We continue with our series on the lessons from the seerah and today I want to remind myself and you about the third quality that I want to highlight and when I say second, third and so on this is not in any order of priority this is just counting and that is the quality of confidence It's a critical leadership quality that without which you can't lead, which is confidence. And Rasulullah ﷺ demonstrated this quality of confidence to the level of excellence, to the ultimate level. Just ask yourself this simple question, the first declaration of Nubuwwat, that Rasulullah ﷺ climbed on the hill of Safa and called out, Wa Subaha. Which is like an emergency call, so people came running. And then he tells them to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no one worship worthy of worship except Allah, la ilaha illallah, and to stop worshipping idols and so on. And he says that, let me tell you what I can tell you something that will save you from the fire. If you don't do that, then this is what will happen to you. Now, put yourself in that situation. And think about it and say, what level of confidence does it take to do something like that? And maybe paradoxically, but it is probably easier to do that with a bunch of strangers. You are in a different country, nobody knows you. To stand up there and make a declaration like that is not that difficult because no one knows you. You don't really lose anything. But to do that with people who you know, with people who have seen you in a particular light and who have respected you and so on and so forth. I sometimes think to myself that in my role as a consultant, if somebody came and asked me, this is what I need to do, that I need to make this declaration, which goes against all the principles that my society believes in, then what is the best way of doing that? What's the best way of telling my society to do the opposite of whatever they are doing. And probably, with whatever knowledge and sense I have, the last thing that I will tell them to do is to do it the way the Prophet ﷺ did, which is to make a public announcement straight. No mincing of words, no sugarcoating, no so-called hikmat and whatnot. Directly, straight from the shoulder, this is it, this is the truth. More than likely, I wouldn't advise, and I don't think anybody will advise. You go to any PR consultant or something, I'm not a PR consultant, but go to anyone, they will tell you, no, don't do it. Approach it in a different way, take some other tack. For example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he could have chosen the route of social reform. You know, Meccan society was full of all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of oppression and alcoholism and prostitution and all sorts. So he could have taken that route and become a social reformer. So talk about all this goodness and so on and we should not oppress people and then once you build some level of support, then you say, give your theological message. So this could have been one route. Another route could have been the route of political power. So get some political power first. And he had some claim to that because he came from a very illustrious family. He came from the people who were in charge of the Kaaba. So there was some, locus standi, and he could have taken that route, and once he got some political authority, then he could have said this. What was the effect of this declaration? Immediate effect in terms of the dunya. The immediate effect in terms of dunya was that here was a man who was the most beloved of the people in Makkah, who was called Al-Sadiqul Amin. People, loved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They looked up to him, they respected him and so on. And literally, it's not even overnight, literally in one instant, that graph went from instead of going from zero to hero, it went from hero to zero. I mean, from being the most beloved person, he became the most hated and the most opposed person in Makkah. His own uncle, Abu Lahab, who when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, and one of the slave girls from his family came and informed Abu Lahab, Abulah was so happy that he gave her 2 gold bangles. Just to, because she brought the news, he gave her 2 gold bangles as a gift. Just because she got this news that a nephew has been born to him. That same Abu Lahab made that famous statement in at this time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this announcement, for which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed the surah of Surah Al-Lahab. So the whole issue is, what is it that gives that confidence? How is it that he was able to do this? And that confidence comes out of a complete and total unshakable belief in the truth of your position. You can't have that. This confidence is not acting. This is not pretending to be confident. This is not showing confidence. This is actually being confident. And that comes only out of a complete and total belief that you are right and you are correct. And that can't be, you might say, well, you know, somebody might be wrong, but they might think they are right. It happens. There are people who are all kinds of falsehood and they are very strong in that. But it's really the truth that brings it out. To give you I'm not comparing to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but to give you a viral example, when Ramalinga Raju was doing his creative accounting in Satyam here, and then when it all came out and you know what hit the fan, Narayana Murthy in Infosys had a meeting of his top management. And he said to them, and one of the vice presidents told me this, he said, I don't promise you that this company will not go down, which is Infosys. He says, because we are also subject to market forces and so on and so forth. So, and the market right now is not good. So we are affected, but we might be affected even more. Company might go down. So I won't tell you that we will not go down the way Satyam went down. But he said, one thing I will guarantee you, that none of you will have to hang your heads in shame. Now that's a very strong statement. He says, I cannot guarantee you that the company will not go down, but I can tell you that whatever happens, none of you will have to hang your heads in shame. Now he's saying that out of what? He's saying that out of their own work ethics, out of their own confidence in how they run their business. To say that we have not done anything wrong and we will not, nobody can blame us for that. Business goes up and down, this is what business is about. So things will have, loss and gain comes. But we have not stolen, we don't give bribes, we don't cheat, we don't do anything. So therefore, we are not in this confidence level. That comes out of being on the truth and out of a belief in the correctness and rightness of it. And in the case of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this came out of his complete and total yaqeen in the correctness of his position as the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. His complete and total yaqeen in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. Out of this confidence only comes tawakkul and so on and so forth. Because if you are, this confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation, that's the platform on which everything else runs. So like in software, if your platform is corrupted, then you can put whatever else software on it, nothing will work because the basic foundation is gone, right? So the foundation is this La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which is the foundation and fundamental part of our belief based on which everything else runs. So when you're talking about tawakkul, you're talking about ta'aluk ma'allah and so on and so forth, all of this sits on this confidence. If the confidence is not there, then where is tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you have ta'aluk with Allah? You can't have anything without this confidence. That is the confidence that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. And this example of this first declaration, there are many examples in his life, but this particular one, of the first declaration of Islam, is perhaps one of the finest examples that I can give of this importance of confidence and how this is demonstrated and visible in the life of Rasulullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us complete and total confidence in our deen. Today, this is one of the big problems. Today, we have situations where you say to a Muslim, Assalamu alaikum, he will not say walaikum salam. Seriously, and this is something which I have seen, especially in government, in IAS and IPS officers. You go to him and say Assalamu alaikum, he will not say walaikum assalam. Ajib. He will say good morning, he will say hi, he will say something because he has no confidence in his Islam. He thinks that if he says walaikum assalam, something will happen. What will happen? The malaika will bear witness that you said walaikum assalam. That's what will happen. But he has no confidence in that. So he does not even return salam. So if a person doesn't even return salam, what can you expect from this person? Same thing applies to the way we dress, to our appearance, to the following the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and everything else. It all comes out of a lack of confidence. A woman with a hijab has 10 times more confidence than a woman without hijab. Because the woman with hijab, she is not afraid to say that I am an individual, this is my right, I dress the way I want. But the one without hijab, she has no confidence. She is a coward. She is running, trying to be one of the sheep. And all the sheep look alike, so I must look like the sheep. It's a lack of confidence. It's not a sign of it's not a sign of freedom. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of mental slavery to the dominant culture of the place. And this is absolutely shameful, because not only are you breaking the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, but you are demonstrating that you have no confidence. So you know, what can anyone expect from you? And so also with the men, with regard to their appearance and so on and so forth. So all of these things are signs of confidence. That confidence comes from La ilaha illallah. If you have confidence in La ilaha illallah or Muhammad Rasulullah, then you will obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. You will follow the tenets of Islam. You will not go here and there, and you will not say what will happen, this will happen, nothing will happen. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is the one, La nafi wa la dharra illallah. No benefit and no harm can come except by the izn and by the hukum of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So what's there to be afraid of? But that confidence has to come, and that comes from inside. And that's why we need to ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, make a lot of dua, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala should give us this confidence, and that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala should enable us to live with our heads held high in this world, because that is how Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala created us. He created us to live with our heads held high, not with our heads pointing, face pointing to the ground, which is how animals walk. So we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala to give us the confidence to of having this great wealth of this deen of Islam, and to feel this wealth in our beings, and to face the world from that position of confidence. I just want to finish with one differentiator which is important. Confidence is not arrogance. The two things are different. Confidence is confidence with humility about who we are. Arrogance is something else. We are not talking about arrogance. We are not talking about takabbur. We are talking about etimad. Etimad mein aur kibur mein bahut farak hai. Etimad alag cheez hai, takabbur alag cheez hai. Takabbur haram hai. Aur etimad agar aadmi ko nahi ho, khud etimad nahi ho, to phir wo aadmi kya hai? So we are talking about etimad. We are talking about confidence in ourselves. We are not talking about kibur, takabbur. Takabbur, the difference between the two is takabbur is with relation to others. The person who has kibur looks down on others. A person who has confidence is confident about himself, but he does not look down on others. He doesn't think that somebody else is less than me, no. But the person who has kibur, he has confidence also, but he looks down on others. He says, yeah, I have confidence and I am the best. Now that is kibur, and this is what Allah has prohibited us. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased, and help us to have confidence in ourselves, in our deen. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.